You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Welcome into MLB.com Extras Phillies. Matt Wehmeyer with Jeff Nelson. And Nelly, I think the Phillies are finally acknowledging that they are in rebuilding mode. The first piece of that puzzle, they send career Philly Jimmy Rollins to the Dodgers. But in return, they get back two very highly touted prospects.
Yeah, absolutely. They had to get younger and they had to stockpile some minor league talent. And that's what they did. They got rid of the clubhouse leader in Rollins and sending him to the Dodgers, but they got two quality pitchers back, two big guys in Eflin and Wendell, both of them 6'4", about 200 pounds. They pitched in Class A last year, one from the left side Wendell and then the right side Eflin. So they have to stockpile and get minor league quality talent so it can help them in the future in the big leagues.
Phillies general manager Ruben Amaro Jr. addressing the media. Let's take out to his press conference right now.
When did you first talk to Jimmy about this and how receptive was he in the initial conversation?
I think it was a conversation that we had with Dan Lozano more than anything else. I think what happened, I think there's a rumor out there maybe about a month ago or so, even more, where the Yankees were, there was a rumor out there about the Yankees, and it was pretty clear after that. I got notification from Dan Lozano, Jimmy's representative, that he really only would go one place, and that was to Los Angeles. And frankly, ended up being a very good fit because Los Angeles needed a shortstop, clearly, once Hanley had signed. But we were limited, and we were very limited with our opportunities there. And we just thought that was like a very good fit for us to be able to do what we were trying to do, which is to try to get younger and to, you know, move the organization forward with some young talent.
How much is this room going to change? I mean, he was such a presence right back there.
Yeah, it will be a loss for the organization. At the same time, this is important for the organization because it's fairly obvious. I mean, we made the very concerted effort to decide that it was time for us to kind of turn the page. I guess if we could try to draw it up and line it up, I don't know if Jimmy would be the first guy that we would move. But it's also the right thing for him. This is about the Philadelphia Phillies, but it is the right thing for him. This is something that I think was important to him, is to play on a club that was going to contend. He only had 1 year in his contract left, at least at this stage of the game. And who knows what happens after 2015? But I know that Jimmy wants to play again for a World Series ring, and I think that at this stage of the game, the Dodgers are probably more poised to do that.
Do you think Eflin and Wendell go to Double A to start? And what's your opinions of that?
Yeah, we think so. They should probably both start there, but that remains to be seen. It'll be a decision up to Joe Jordan and Rafael Chavez and Benny Looper, but. They've got the high ceiling. They're guys that we like their arms. We are short, particularly at the upper levels in starting pitching, and that they just kind of fill what it is, the needs that we have. And we have to be able to pitch to win, and we got to be able to develop pitching, long term. So that was why it was important with Joely Rodriguez and these two guys. We're starting to create a little bit of depth at the upper levels of our minor league system, and because we're real short there.
What do you like about the two pitchers you got for Jimmy? Like, what are their strengths?
Well, I mean, the stuff and their pitchability. I think more than anything else, one of the things, some of the research and the scouting that we did, their ability to throw strikes pretty fairly consistently. They're young. They seem like they're fairly durable. We really like Zach Eflin. I mean, way back when I was talking to Alan Marr a little bit earlier today, who was our area scout, really liked the guy. In fact, he was very high. In fact, San Diego picked us. We were considering taking him at that time, and then I think San Diego was picking before us that year and got him. I believe it was the second round. But we liked him, liked his makeup, knows how to pitch. We talked to a few people. Gorman Heimuller actually was over there as the coordinator, and so we spoke with him a little bit about the kid. So we did our due diligence on not just the stuff, but also the person, and we liked what we heard. So As far as Wendell is concerned, we had several scouts see, you know, actually both these guys. But again, left-hander who's, you know, got some upside, and again, it provides some depth for us that we really just really don't have.
I know you want to make every trade work out for the franchise and the organization. Yeah. Is it at all different when you're trading someone who has meant as much to the franchise as Jimmy has?
Of course it is. I mean, we have to work for the Philadelphia Phillies first and foremost and do what's best for the organization. And these types of trades are not easy, but they're also necessary. We felt like this is a necessary move to try to get younger and get better. This is just part of the process.
Were you worried at all over the last week and a half that the deal wouldn't happen like it did with the Kemp part of it being delayed?
There's so many machinations things that have to happen for trades these days. Eventually, we've got it worked out. I mean, everybody's doing their due diligence. There's a lot of money involved. There's a lot of control. This is important stuff. And was I concerned? No. Was I getting frustrated? Probably a little bit. But we feel good about, where we're headed and how this helps us.
Do you feel confident that this is just the first of these kinds of moves that you're in position to do in the next month or so?
Yeah, I mean, we're working on trying to do some more things. I think that's pretty clear. The goal is to try to get younger and more athletic and try to build build that new core that's necessary to have, long-term success. We'll keep our, we've had a lot of dialogue still with a bunch of different clubs. We've had some dialogue with some free agents. To try to increase some of our depth pitching-wise, and we'll continue on that path. Hopefully, we can continue to get some things done.
Have you had any shortstop next year?
I think right now, if on the surface, it would look like Freddie would get Freddie Galvis would get an opportunity to do that. Whether he's earned it or not, we don't know. But he's certainly, at least defensively, he's a guy that we think can handle that and man that position. But nothing's etched in stone. There's a long time between now and early April, and so we'll continue to try to figure out how our starting lineup will be configured.
Given the state of your discussions now with other clubs, are you confident that you can make more moves and subtract more older guys and replace them with younger guys?
I think we can. You hope that you can try to execute some of the things we're trying to doing them in a kind of a creative way. If we have to mix and match and add other pieces to do those things, we've explored a lot of different opportunities to do that. And if we don't, then we'll sail along and work through it. But I think that we're the goal remains the same. I mean, we're still trying to work to get a little bit younger and to get it more athletic and give Rhino an opportunity to help. Grow some young kids in our system.
Will you be disappointed if you can't do the things you're currently discussing? Or
yeah, I mean, when you try to set out and you have goals that you're trying to reach, but you have to be realistic too. I mean, the task that we have at hand is not an easy one, so we have to be realistic with what we can do. But I think that there are still some things that we feel that we have the ability to do. We'll see what happens.
You mentioned that Jimmy would do it for only one place, and that was the right place. Is there a quote-unquote right place where Chase Utley would consider waiving his no-trade rights?
I haven't really had enough of a discussion with Chase, but Chase, the only discussions that I've had with Chase and his agent about any of that is that Chase wants to be in Philadelphia. And so, we work through our off-season knowing that Chase Utley is going to be in Philadelphia and be a Philadelphia Philly. I don't necessarily see that changing. Is it possible it changes? Maybe. But again, we still, regardless of that, I mean, we'll have to be listeners and, think about ways to improve the club long term. And Chase may or may not be part of it. But right now, Chase is a Philadelphia Philly. He's not going to go anywhere.
A year ago at this time, the message from the franchise seemed to be, we have Jimmy, we have Ryan, we have Chase, we have Marlon Byrd. We're going to hope that everything comes together. And if these players perform the way they perform, then we'll be in good shape. At what point during the year did you realize that it finally, okay, it's not going to work and we've got to go in a new direction?
Yeah, I mean, when we lost both of our catchers and we lost Cliff, we didn't have obviously for the first, almost the first month without Hamels, you know, you start to wonder. We were actually playing pretty decent baseball. We were kind of hanging in there for a while, but we were just not able to sustain it long enough. We weren't getting the kind of production that we would hope to have gotten out of Burnett on a consistent basis, I think. And we didn't talk about it much, and he didn't talk about it much. It was the fact that he had that hernia, I think, probably affected him some. You know, we signed him to kind of bolster our rotation. I thought that having those three guys at the top of the rotation, we could match up against anybody. But we just didn't have that kind of production that we hoped to have had. And even though our guys were, by and large, were pretty healthy, and some of them had pretty good years. Obviously, Chase had a great start to the season. We didn't get the kind of production out of Brown we would have liked. We did get plenty of production out of Marlon Byrd, but we just didn't get consistent enough baseball to sustain a winning season. I would say probably around late June, July is when it was pretty clear that we weren't going to be contending. And at that point, we had started having discussions about, what direction are we going to take. And we got to the point in this off season that, we knew it was time for us to kind of turn the page.
Have you talked to Papelbon at all? And I ask because obviously he was frustrated last year. He kind of said in not so many words he wants to be traded. And then he relayed that you had told him at the end of July, I'm going to still try to build a contending team. Now it's been a dramatic shift. So I'm wondering if you've talked to him.
I have not talked to Pap. Okay.
Are you getting any interest on him at all? It seems to be kind of like
there's interest in all our guys. I mean, obviously varying degrees of interest, but the guys who performed last year, so there's interest.
Ruben, have you talked to Chase or his agents since San Diego, since the trade pretty much leaked out on Jimmy?
Well, I've had some dialogue with Wolfie, but frankly, I mean, as I said, I mean, he doesn't want to go anywhere. He has no desire to go anywhere, and like I said before, he wants to honor his contract, and that's how we have to proceed.
When did David had expressed, I think to Kevin, the thought that it's going to be difficult to move on from guys like Jimmy and Chase because of their ties to the organization and the fans' appreciation for them.
Mm-hmm.
At what point did that factor come to not matter as much as starting the rebuilding?
It's the bottom line is this, and I know there's loyalty is important. Both ways, both from the player to the fans, and from the fans to the players. But the bottom line is, it's about wins and losses, and that's what Philadelphia is about. I know that they like to identify with certain players, but we know in this business that it's about wins and losses. And I grew up with some of these guys in this organization as well, so there's some sentimentality that's built in automatically, and one of the things that was important and has been important to us is to have our fans identify with our players. But at some point, you have to turn the page, and we're at that stage now.
Is the market better now than it was for you, for some of your guys in July? You had talked about the market wasn't mm-hmm. there for what your guys. Have you found the market is better for your guys now?
Yeah, it has been for, I think we've had much better dialogue. I think we have much more open dialogue. as I said, we didn't feel like we had opportunities to do things at the trade deadline that we might have now. And in fact, that's been the case. So we've been pretty happy about a couple of moves with Bastardo and with Jimmy to be able to come up with particularly with the guys who were, 1 year guys in both cases, to be able to come up with some what we believe is some pitching depth. I think that's helpful for us.
Cole said on the radio the other day he wants to play, ultimately wants to play for a winning team. Has mm-hmm. he called you up since last week and said, hey, just want to remind you that I want to play in a winning team?
No, I haven't had any real dialogue with Cole. I actually talked with him about something that didn't have anything to do with being traded or not traded. But, I've had the discussion with Cole at the end of the year. In the beginning of the off season, and he understands our direction. And as he said, everybody wants to play for. I want to build a winning team. So, again, he sits right in that sweet spot. I mean, I've said it several times. We can keep him, and it would be great for us. If we feel like he can move us forward by moving him, that's something we have to explore as well. But as I said, we don't have any rush to move him. We don't have any. There's no mandate to move him. I think he's one of those guys that that can hopefully be in a Philadelphia Phillies uniform for a long time, and we can kind of work around him. But we have to explore all of our opportunities, because, you know, we're not doing our organization justice if we don't, you know, explore every opportunity to get better.
Would you bring Eflin and Lindell to big league camp just to get familiar with them?
Don't know yet. I think, you know, we just have them. So we're still kind of discussing who's going to come to camp as far as invitees are concerned. It's possible, but maybe not definite. It kind of depends on the rest of the makeup of our, you know, the people that we invite.
Will Nola be invited?
Possibly.
If the Kemp trade had blown up, did you guys already agree on another player that you would have received? I mean,
Andrew and I had talked about possible contingencies, but we didn't really have to get to that point. So that was helpful.
Was this the first? I mean, there's been talk in the past about whether Jimmy will waive his no trade clause. Mm-hmm. Did you sense at all, at any other point, he would have been willing to go before this?
No, I mean, Jimmy, as I said, I had one conversation with him. When I conversed with him, he said he wants to honor the contract. That was early in the offseason. And then when those rumors popped about New York having interest in him, that's when I got a text from Danny Lozano, and he said, you know, just want to let you know, the only place he'll go is Los Angeles. I said, Los Angeles Dodgers or Los Angeles Angels? But I think, listen, I think Jimmy wanted to stay here and continue to play here and win here. But I think he's realistic about, you know, our direction, and you know, this gives him an opportunity to do what I think he wants to do in a city that he likes.
So that was the first time you approached him about waiving it? There was no prior?
I had no real discussion with him about it until about, you know, specifically moving, and just basically, you know, had that conversation about what direction we would take, and at that point he basically said, you know, I want to honor my contract.
Have you spoken with Sandberg about his reaction regarding moving?
Yeah, he's here, and I talked to him. Actually, he's on a flight right now, but he's fine. He's he knows the direction. He understands where we're headed and where we're going, and part of that is giving these young guys an opportunity to play. Freddie's probably going to get an opportunity to do that. We'll see how the rest of the offseason goes. But, you know, right now, it's pretty obvious that Freddie would have that, you know, at least a first shot at it. Again, that could change, but that's kind of where things stand. But Rhino is fine with it. He's looking forward to the challenge of building a new core of players and working around some of the veterans we may have and, you know, trying to get things rolling so that we can be in a position to be a perennial winner. That's the goal, and we have to start somewhere.
Is there more pressure to get the trade, quote unquote, right when you deal with a player of Jimmy's stature?
You want to try to get everyone right, but they're all risk. I mean, when you're dealing with young players, they're all risk, and it's an interesting era right now because, as I've said before, I mean, you just don't see. There's some rumors out there about other players being moved, and you see some of the players that are being moved for. Some guys who are hurt, some guys coming off injuries, some guys who are, you know, coming off surgeries. There is a reluctance, and this is the world we live in. We have to deal with it. There's a reluctance to move young players, and there's a reluctance to move players who are prospects, and that's something that, you know, we have to work around and we have to deal with. But hopefully we can do some things to try to improve the club moving forward.
So the thoughts right there of Phillies GM Ruben Amaro Jr. And Nelly, could this be a precursor to some other moves that Amaro could make?
Yeah, absolutely. You look at this roster, and a majority of these players are in their early to mid-30s, and you have to get younger. Even with some of these contracts that these players have, you know, you give it 1 or 2 years to rebuild because Philadelphia fans aren't going to accept anything less. But Amaro's doing a great job of, you know, acquiring minor league talent, and you can look. There could be some other moves.
For Jeff Nelson, I'm Matt Wehmeyer, thanking you for joining us for MLB.com Extras Phillies.
Celebrate the holidays with the official online shop of Major League Baseball, the MLB.com shop. Give the gift of baseball to the whole family with jerseys, caps, outerwear, menswear, women's and kidswear, collectibles, and home decor. MLB.com has gifts for all the baseball fans on your list, now with free ground shipping on all orders over $50. Do your holiday shopping now at MLB.com/shop.